Gosh, remember the other night?
Yeah.
Remember what happened?
Yeah.
Can you believe she did that?
No. Or what she was wearing.
It was so embarrassing. I was embarrassed for her.
Yeah, me too.
Poor thing. Bless her heart.
Somebody's got to talk to her.
Somebody's, yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
Oh. Hi, guys. Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe.
Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. My name is Brenda.
And I am Michelle.
And it's our mission to build a community of lady tribes, a place to connect and grow your tribe with resources, ideas, workshops, retreats, and events. We invite you to join our inner circle and become a tribe leader.
It's free!
Each week, we will start a conversation about connecting within your tribe and across all of our tribes. Our goal is to create 1,000 new lady tribes in 2022. And each episode will challenge you with a call to action. The first one is to join our inner circle. Go to tinyurl.com/mylady tribe. And as a gratitude gift, we will send you a downloadable copy of Chapter 1 of Lady and the Tribe, The Awakening.
Yay! So please subscribe to be notified of a new episode each week.
Because
when three or more gather, we are a tribe.
Have you been hurt or injured in an incident of gossip? Have you pled guilty to the crime of spreading or adding to gossip and rumors that could intentionally have hurt someone you love or someone that you know?
You know, it's sad to say, but gossip is kind of a bonding moment for some people. And I don't want to say it like some people, for everybody. We can make it like a bonding moment, but is it really right to have a bonding moment at the detriment to someone else?
Or the expense of someone's feeling or even their confidentiality or privacy.
Yeah, especially when it comes to your tribe. When you have a close-knit group of people and we're living life together, we're gonna have some moments where we all make a mistake or step off the path or whatnot. And are we, as a tribe, going to be behind that person and supporting them, or are we going to be talking about it behind their back?
Yeah, words matter. And so how we approach and the intention that we carry when we're sharing one another's burdens is super important to maintaining the trust and the respect and the confidence within the tribe. If I will break your confidence, tell your secrets, or talk about you behind your back, then whoever else in the group that I'm speaking to that way will automatically think that I would do that to them too. And then never share their wounds or be vulnerable with me again if I misrepresent or mishandle the trust that they've placed in me.
Yeah, it is going to kill any opportunity for vulnerability to go deeper with that friendship. So we just don't go there. We were did a book club, our tribe, and we read Lori Harder's A Tribe Called Bliss, which I highly recommend. I think it took us a long time because we chose to really get into it. And instead of just, we only did a few pages at a time and we'd come get together and talk about it. And we found that we felt as a group that we had kind of been through a lot of these experiences already, but Lori has a great way of explaining, putting it out there in a different way that you go, oh, I like the way she said that. So we recommend the book, but she had a chapter on gossip and I wanted to just highlight a few things. So I want to directly quote Lori on a few of her passages because I just don't know how to say it better. She says, "You must use your power, your voice, for good at all costs, or it will be the termination of community and relationships in your life." That is so true. What we say and what we speak to people and about people can either lift them up and empower them and enrich their lives, or it could be really very destructive.
Yeah, and we've seen that in action, probably all of us in our lives, and it's one of the most careful roles that we play as tribal leaders or as any member of the tribe, is to pay close attention to how we use that power and what words we say.
And use it for good only. Mm-hmm. Another thing, another passage is, this is really good, ladies. Gossip is the fast food of conversation. It's easy, it's cheap, it makes you feel like garbage when you're done, and it leaves you craving more junk. Isn't that the truth? Isn't it hard? It's hard to get out of those conversations sometimes too. You don't even know you've gotten into it. Mm-hmm. It's happened and you're like, you know, you're just conversing back and forth, and all of a sudden you realize where you are.
Yeah, or you may even just be a witness to it and need to somehow change the tide or the flow of the conversation somehow before it gets too off the rails.
Yeah, and I just want to acknowledge that it's not easy to do, because it is like it's like a junk food. You go, oh, this is kind of interesting. It's kind of, and I'm bonding with this person over it, and we're like in agreement, and mm-hmm. we're kind of spinning off each other and riffing, and do I really want to stop, because it's, I want to know what's going on. Maybe there's something I don't even know that you have to share with me. It's, you know, I want to be in the know. So I want to acknowledge it's not easy to stop, but it is important.
Yes, absolutely. And Lori talks about some of the gossip killers and some strategies and ways that we can make a difference mm-hmm. in the flow of the conversation, interject, pull back if we find ourselves contributing to the delinquency of the group. And I love those. Do you want to share?
Yeah, so I don't have that one marked, so I'm going to let you go to that one in a minute. So before we move on to gossip killers, I have a few more juicy quotes I want to share. One is, gossip is a karmic boomerang because words are energy. Truth. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
And this is a quote by an unknown author. Gossip dies when it hits the ears of the wise.
Wow, I wonder how often we are in a group that we find ourselves being the wise, or we find ourselves being unwise. Whichever way it is, it has to die. So we want to become gossip killers. And in Lori Harder's book, A Tribe Called Bliss, she lines out exactly how we can do that and in a way that we can practice it. And we have to say, I think that we've adopted this.
Yes.
And we've perfected it. So we have a little bit of information that proves to us that it works.
And not that we're perfect at it all the time. It is a practice. Mm-hmm. But you just keep getting better at it when you find yourself there a little sooner and you
yes.
make the shift. So how do we shift?
Well, the first things that come around that Lori points out for us is that there are some kinds of necessary gossip. And I tend to think that this is where our good intention goes bad, right? When we need to share something about a friend. So example, hey, I heard that Angela's having a hard time in her family right now. Let's reach out and see if there's something that we can do to help her. Okay, good gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary kind of gossip would be, I wonder if you could hold some space for me to talk through a situation I had with someone. I'm really upset and I just need to say everything I feel without swaying your opinions. I'm wondering if you could help me through it and find a solution and a way to forgive this person. So that mm-hmm. one's when it's more necessary.
Right.
And then there's the malicious kind that you just avoid at all costs. Kind of like at the top of the episode. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about Nancy? I heard her marriage is struggling. She also went on a trip and I saw a picture of her with some guy on Instagram. You know, her mm-hmm. husband always seemed naive. I bet she's cheating on him.
That is so hurtful. It just struck a chord with me because I know that that happened to someone that I know recently, and it's just like it's so wrong. It wasn't anywhere close to the truth. But then that story moves to someone else, and we only know about the story because we heard it from a fourth-handed person who heard the story, and it's so destructive.
Who might not know that picture was her brother or right. a family member on the vacation.
So what do you do when you're in that and you hear that and you want to divert it?
Well, first Eleanor Roosevelt said this great quote, and it was the thing that changed, I think, the dynamic within our tribe around this subject. This was going on mm-hmm. sort of in the moment when we were tackling this together. Mm-hmm. And that was, great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. So to avoid us becoming the small mind, the rule of thumb that Lori gives us is that nothing gets spoken about another person until you have put it through the gossip test, and making sure that you have decided, is this good gossip? Is it necessary, or is it malicious? So the first way to kill the gossip is to put it through that gossip test. Which one of those does it sound most like?
Mm-hmm.
Second one is thinking about the idea when you're on the receiving end, when you're on the Instagram end, when you've been a victim and been hurt by gossip. You can kill the power of that karma and that boomerang coming back on you by finding your safe person and releasing your feelings with them. Looking for the lesson once you've moved through the emotional feelings part of it that you've been hurt by. Always time heals the wound, so give it some time to let things pass. And then take your own time to pray for guidance on an answer about whether or not to confront that person and whether or not that would be healthy and resolve the situation, or if it would make it worse. So that was her good one. And when you're the one who's guilty of spreading malicious gossip, go directly to that person and tell them what you have said and ask for them to be forgiving. So basic, own it.
Own it.
Own it. And it very likely can be a misunderstanding in some cases, but you'll never know. You'll never know if you don't approach the person and take the ownership for it.
It's better that you own it than they hear it from someone else, that what you were saying.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. And Lori says that part of taking that ownership is talk to every single person that you told this story too. And mm-hmm. even if you think that the person deserved the conclusion that was drawn about them, even if you think that part is true or even loosely true, still go to all the parties and let them know that you don't want what you said to sway their opinion about that other person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one was really timely. And have you found yourself in situations where you've had to be a gossip killer? Stop the boomerang?
I have been in the situation where I've recognized it, and I haven't said it so much as I remove myself from the situation. Probably isn't exactly the right thing to do, but I know that Lori had a great thing to say.
Yeah, and the one that I've been working with and even trying, like if I come upon some gossip mm-hmm. and maybe I'm just caught in the middle of a gossip circle or a rumor even. And that is, I love Lori's words, I am on a gossip detox. I've been indulging too much and it's time to take a break, time to take a rest. And it's amazing that if you create your own sort of zero tolerance, once you rule for the gossip that's coming into you, it starts to set an example. Mm-hmm. And within our tribe, within our friendships, it's, I would say, can take one of those very malicious, horrible bad situations and turn it into stronger and better friendships.
Because we do learn and we do get better, and that is our goal. And maybe it's just a situation where it's starting up and you just have to be the one to say, you know what, I just don't feel comfortable talking about Julie while Julie's not here, good, bad, or indifferent. And everybody else is going to go, oh, you know, maybe she's right. Because it's usually not, doesn't it start out with bad intent? It just kind mm-hmm. of snowballs into something, right?
Exactly.
So although some people think that bonding over gossip is a great way and a fast track to friendship, it's really a poor basis for friendship. So we want to share with you 5 ways gossip hurts your relationships.
First me?
Yeah,
well,
go for it.
Well, first, and I've been a victim of this, it clouds your judgment. So believing rumors about people prevents you from expanding your circle of friends. If your friends talk trash about someone, you'll probably try to avoid that person. So if you talk trash about someone, people are gonna probably try to avoid you. And even if what the person was saying was wrong or untrue or inaccurate, you'll never actually even know. And you might have missed your chance for a really great friendship because you had chosen to believe rumors in another situation rather than wait it out, form your own opinion, get your own information.
Right. And secondly, it just makes you look bad. Gossip makes you look bad. If you're the one gossiping, it makes you look like, you know, you just a person that can't be trusted. And even if they're engaging with you and interacting and trying to get the goods and trying to listen to what you're saying because you've got some in on something, they're taking in that information, but they're also taking in the information that you cannot be trusted.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Bad look.
It's also an unhealthy way of bonding or connecting with others. Gossip is about negativity, even when it seems harmless. And relationships that are built on negativity mm-hmm. aren't healthy either. So that's why gossip is one of the things you shouldn't bond over, along with the things you hate, or mutual loneliness. Besides bonding through gossip, is really just temporary. Mm-hmm. Right? It's fleeting. It just doesn't last that long.
Right. And another thing, it just really destroys trust. If you're told something in confidence and the cat gets out of the bag, it's coming back on you. And they're never going to trust you again. Friendships need trust. Deep friendships, tribe, you need to be able to trust your tribe. And so the gossip just destroys that.
Yeah, my last one is similar to yours. It's a coming back on you. Gossip can be used against you. So if you have a fight or a disagreement with a friend that you gossiped with, they can use it against you as ammunition, and then you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You know, how could a friend do such a horrible thing? You know, we would ask, but well, a good friend can't, but a gossiper very likely will.
Right, absolutely. We just don't go there. So I think we have an assignment.
Yeah, so our call to action for all of you today is part of the soul assignment from Lori Harder's chapter on gossip. And we did this soul assignment mm-hmm. ourselves and want to share it with you. So, can you think of a gossip situation in your life where you need to make peace? And that could be from last week, or it could be from last Christmas, or it could be from years ago. But if gossip has killed or hurt a relationship and you've been a part of that, it's never too late. So think of a situation and approach that person knowing what was it and what kind of solution do you want to choose? To go the forgiveness route, to go the own it route, whichever thing that gets you out of the small minds territory and into great minds.
Right, and it might not change that relationship forever. It may, the person that was hurt may not, you know, bounce right back, and we shouldn't have any expectations on that. But we should be able to just feel better in ourselves that we owned up to it, or we addressed the situation, and even the person that you tell that maybe didn't even know, they're going to appreciate it in their own way and have some respect for that, if nothing else. So that's what we got for you today, guys.
Yes.
Don't gossip. All right.
Don't
stop.
Gossip.
Just don't do it. So
when three or more gather,
we are tribe.